Continuing my reading of the Writer's Journey, second edition, Mythic Structure for Writers by Christopher Vogler. I'm in the section now that's after the archetypes, looking at, in more detail, the stages of the story. This is the part that I anticipate disagreeing with the most, only because any attempt to impose structure, or form, I should say, not structure, can be... It runs the risk, in my opinion, of leading to a cookie-cutter approach, which is not what Christopher Vogler is advocating, of course, but a cookie-cutter approach to any form of writing, whether it be scripts or novels. Although, it isn't as bad as I remember. I mean, stage one, The Ordinary World, talks about setting up the ordinary world before, of course, you encounter the remarkable world, the extraordinary world, I guess it's called. I'm not sure. I'm not up to that part yet. And there's some stuff in here that I like a lot. Some of it's quite specific, talking about opening images and titles and stuff like that. But it also talks about something called the prologue. And a lot of the films that I like do indeed have prologues. That is a section that precedes the main body of the story, perhaps for the introduction of the main character. I always liked it as a teenager when I used to write a lot. Not scripts, short stories, and various different aborted novels, as one does when one is a teenager. Well, as I did anyway. And the prologues are great because they give you a chance to set up something before you've even met the main character. And I know that many of my favourite films, one which I saw again not that long ago, 3 Days of the Condor, which I think is based on a novel called 5 Days of the Condor. I hope I've got that right, around the right way. But 3 Days of the Condor, which I must admit, now when I first saw it on TV at the age of, 17, 16, the opening sequence scared the crap out of me. It showed a bunch of nerdy book analysts working for the CIA, but basically... what nowadays we would call geeks, looking for any secret codes in published books, sort of the quaint idea that that spies and intelligence rings would communicate with each other using translations of books and foreign editions of American books, and they were using what at the time, and at the time that I saw the film, what seemed incredibly high tech computers to try and help figure out any hidden codes in books. And the I'm not giving too much away, this all happens in the first 10-15 minutes of the film. Obviously they've stumbled across something because the entire cell, I'm not sure if it's called a cell, but the entire cell of CIA bookworms is wiped out, assassinated, except for one, of course. And as well as the violence, which I thought was pretty shocking at the time, it's pretty tame by today's standards, as well as the violence of the scene, its suddenness and its contrast of the, it's compared to lots of geeky, fast-talking, overlapping dialogue about books and translations and printings. Then there's the sudden violence, they all get killed, all these characters that you were introduced to that you thought were going to be major characters, at least some of them in the film, it turns out they're all dead. It actually sets up and sustains you through the next 30-40 minutes of the film, which is actually really slow. The next 30-40 minutes of the film, with only one or two exceptions, is actually really, really slow. But it kind of works, possibly not for today's audiences, but it kind of works because that initial prologue was so jarring and violent that it gets you through the next 30 minutes of setup. So yeah, prologues are a great tool, I think, and you don't see enough good prologues, I think, anymore. Maybe you do in written stuff, but in the films I see, you don't see a lot of good prologues. They're either an almost irrelevant setup, such as the worst of the Bond prologues, or there's no prologue at all. You just sort of launch straight into the action. So yeah, continuing on reading the chapter, Ordinary World.